Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. The doctor's here. I know. Lord have mercy. I need to learn more than what I'm teaching you guys. But that's okay. That's okay. I think I'm able to teach you guys some stuff today. So I'm pretty, pretty happy about that. Apparently, there is a little test that many of us could take to assess if we are going to develop Alzheimer's. We may not be able to take the whole test, but because, you know, I'm only on air a few hours this morning, so we won't be able to sit down and do the whole test. But I'll throw some questions out at you and, you know, see how well you guys do. Next, as Obamacare continues to unfold and many of you are not affording to be able to go to a doctor or deal with that high deductible or even pay for your medications, looks like for those of you that want to combat your high cholesterol, we have a study saying that eating nuts may actually be better than taking the pharmaceutical themselves. Now, you know me, I love the pharmaceuticals. I bathe in pills and liquids and suppositories. I just have, you know, some of you guys put bubble bath. I like to take a bath with all sorts of pills. I'm joking. I love pharmaceuticals. But if we could, you know, just force ourselves to eat some nuts and use that as like a daily medicinal dose, not too bad. I didn't say beans. You notice that? No beans. I said nuts. Okay? Then Consumer Reports has some information on gluten diets and gluten-free foods. So we're going to talk about that. Consumer Reports always gives us something interesting. Then they say a third of women are too afraid to ask for a promotion or a pay raise, and they don't have the confidence to get ahead at work. So we'll talk about what you guys need to do to get the confidence. And then many of us are finding that when we come home, we see the bottle of Jack or Sky or Grey Goose or Crown just kind of sitting there, right? You know, just you know, as you come home, you just see that going long. It just is at the corner. You're like, I'm not going to drink. For those of us that work long hours, we are going to be more prone to heavy drinking. So it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. And then I think we got some very interesting worms that invade our brain. Pretty interesting, scary stuff. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was listening to the song on the radio when I was driving today. Oh, by the way, for those of you driving on the 215 in Las Vegas, Nevada, can you please cut me some slack and quit being so rude? I had no idea my parking brake was on. So I thought it was transmission problems, and I just couldn't hit a speed that I wanted to. And I don't know, the car just wasn't operating correctly. I had no idea the parking brake was on. Okay, leave me alone. Anyway, you guys were really mean to me. Okay, come on. You could just very as easily just kind of waved me down and told me that something's going on. You didn't have to give me dirty looks. Okay, we're all going to get to work on time. But I was listening to that song, kind of that James Brown, Girls Sound Hallelujah. You know, that song like, Funk Town, I'm going to funk you up, or whatever that song is. Okay, and they use the word liquor in there. Liquor is a word that we don't see use anymore. We don't call alcohol liquor. We aren't even calling, we don't use the word booze anymore. We don't use the term shicker. You know, I remember my mom used to say, oh, one drink will make me shicker. I'm like, what, huh? We don't use the word Davenport. Apparently, we have a study here saying 90% of languages will become extinct because of migration, probably because of the internet too. Columbia University linguist. How would you like to be dating a linguist? Doesn't that just sound exciting? Yeah? Dr. Dahlia, you got a new boyfriend? Yeah, I do. What does he do? He's a linguist. Ooh, gross. Anyway, the predictor is going to be 600 languages that are going to remain in 2115. It's because movement of people is going to be blending people's languages and parents not teaching their children native languages. So the more you adopt a language of where you're living, the less you're going to stick to your main one. Like, for example, what's going to be a dead language? Yiddish. Right? Remember Jews used to speak Yiddish? Yiddish had some German in it, some Hebrew. Some of you guys know Yiddish, like the words putz. He's such a putz. Or, oh my gosh, the guy is such a schmuck. You know, those kinds of words. Don't forget to zip up after you go to the bathroom so your schmeckle doesn't show. That's a Yiddish. What else? There's so much Yiddish. You know, just be a mensch. Okay? You know, you gotta own up to what you're doing. You gotta be a good boy. Can you be a mensch? You know, there are some words, and it's very interesting because there's not a lot of words that substitute for those. Well, Yiddish is an example of a language that's probably, unfortunately, going to die because a lot of people don't use it. Some people used to just speak those languages. Okay, let me see what else. Okay, what are endangered languages? Let me see. Breton, Cornish, Maori. All right, so let me see. Apparently, a TV service called Viki offers channels in approximately 50 languages that are classified as endangered or emerging. All right, they say one such language, Udmurt, okay, it's spoken by 350,000 people in the former Soviet Union, and the language is not supported by the Russian government, very few books, and very few programming available for that. Okay, see, I disagree. I would think with the internet and programming, we would see more and more. You know, I mean, you could have an all Yiddish channel, you could have an all Breton channel, that kind of thing. Elvish. I want to know where they speak Elvish. You know how much Elvish I learned watching Lord of the Rings? Oh my gosh, that was sexy. Although I really think Viggo Mortensen spoke a lot of Danish in there. Was he from Denmark or Norway? I forget. So I think he threw some of his own stuff in there. In fact, they said that during Witness, Viggo Mortensen, you know, spoke some of his own native language in there. We're like, wait a second, you aren't speaking Amish. What are you speaking? Wait. So anyway, alright, that's okay. Viggo Mortensen can do no wrong. I still think he's sexy. So if you speak a language that you don't want to lose, you got to use it. Okay? Alright? Let's be mentions. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. This is interesting. Hillary writes, I'm 62 and a widow of 5 years. I've begun to date, and the only men I meet want to hook up as if we were teenagers. I'm too old to have a casual relationship. Any dating sites for 60-plus women or senior dating sites that I recommend? This is interesting. See, here's the thing. I have never, ever experienced any of the dating sites because I've been married since 1996. You know, and I'm worried because every now and then when my husband and I have a fight, I'm like, oh, my gosh, if he dumps me, what do I do? I mean, I, you know, Zeusk, Apparently, you know, if you do a Google, what I would be thinking of, like if you were Christian, I'd probably be thinking Christian Mingle. That just seems to have a ring to it where it's probably not as sultry as some of these other sites could be. But I mean, I'm thinking, you know, the dating sites, whether it's Match, I don't know if Tinder is the right one, for you. Our Time, I think, is another senior dating site. But I need to, though, stop you for a second here. And by the way, if there's any dating sites that you guys trust, for those of you that may know where to send Hillary, please tell us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a fundamental issue here, though, that we need to talk about. Okay. You're meeting men that want to just hook up. Okay. So, okay, think about it. You're 62. Maybe you meet a 65-year-old man, okay? And I hope this doesn't come across as being stereotypical or chauvinistic, all right? But, okay, what a woman is looking for in a relationship is a lot of times different than what a man is looking for, okay? So, let's say if I was older, if I was in my 60s and found myself single, which could really happen because I drive my husband crazy. I mean, I don't even know how he even looks at me in the morning, but he does. And I mean, I try to keep myself as attractive as I can, but it's just not happening. So let's say he dumps me. All right. I am not going to want to be alone. All right. I am going to want to make sure I have some sort of protection. I'm probably not going to be as worried about finances as somebody who doesn't have a career, because I could still work. So I'm not going to be looking for a man to support me money-wise. I'm going to be looking for a man such that I don't have to live alone. I don't have to be scared. He could kill the spiders, someone to cuddle with, etc. Okay, no. Let's now, okay, slide over and look at what the man is looking at. All right? A man, if he's 65 or whatever, okay, you know, he's not looking for someone to protect him. I mean, unless he's looking for another man to live with. Okay, women, although, by the way, I do know how to use a gun. So maybe he's like, you know what, I need a pistol packing mama living, you know, next to me. So, you know, he may not be looking for a companion for financial support or for safety. So what does he want? Well, he probably wants sex, you know? I mean, he probably has worked a lifetime for whatever, you know, savings he has. So he's probably not looking to get married again and then possibly have a chance of losing that. You know, most men over 65 has already been through the grill with, and, you know, raked over the coals by other women. So, you know, there's really not a lot of advantage for the older senior man to get married unless he doesn't want to be alone or die alone and he thinks that he is going to need a woman to take care of him. So, are you going to be looking for a sickly man or are you going to be looking for a vibrant, fun man that still has some years on him? You know, if you just don't want to be alone and you don't care and, you know, you just want to find somebody and you don't mind taking care of them, then you'll find somebody. But if you're looking for someone to have fun with and go out with or whatever, they're not looking to settle down. Most men don't. So as an older woman, you know, your only choice then would be to, you know, mess around and live the bachelor style, with which most women, even of my generation, wouldn't want to do. I have no idea how to even deal with gonorrhea or chlamydia and how to privately go and get that taken care of without, you know, feeling all embarrassed going to. I would not want to do that. I mean, I know where you go, and yes, it's private and stuff, but I don't even want to think about getting a case of the clap at my age or by then in my 60s. So when you do go on these dating sites, you need to go into it realizing that, you know, it's a whole different playing field what women want and men want. Now, what are the tricks of the trade? Okay, what can you do? Well, first of all, you can't get knocked up. Okay, that's a trick we women have, you know, been able to use sometimes to our advantage, where, like, okay, well, you know what, we'll tie him to a baby. No. Okay, can't do that. You're 62. Okay, my guess is you're done ovulating. Trust me, you don't want to have a baby at your age. Okay, I don't want to have a baby at my age. Okay, I think that's points where we can move on from there. All right, but, all right, maybe he's going to really, really like you, and he's going to be really into you. Okay, I mean, not hopefully figuratively, okay? And then, you know, if he thinks you're going to be a one-man person and always there at his beck and call, then no, he's probably, he's probably like, okay, I'm good. I always have her on the side. I can still go and play the field, etc. But if he thinks no, you could go off and then be with somebody else and he won't have you, then he's going to have to commit with any man. And again, I apologize if this seems to be too stereotypical, but it's not in the male animal kingdom, whether you're a dog, zebra, human, etc. It's not in your nature, with the exception of maybe dolphins, I forget. Very few species become a one-mate animal. Although we did talk about the queen spider who'd eat off his own genitals just to make sure that nobody could take, over his particular mate. And that's pretty unselfish of him. Remember, he bites off his own genitals and leaves it in the lady so nobody else could enter or whatever, and then they, I didn't know how spiders mate. I've never seen two spiders mate. Usually if I see a spider, I grab a shoe. So, this is no offense to men, but I mean, we need to, you know, especially if you guys are out in the dating field, you need to understand, guys don't think like women do. Women do not think like men do. Men are like, why do we have to talk marriage and prenup and, you know, family and all that? Why can't we just hang out? And a woman's like, no, because I need to know he's going to be there tomorrow. He's going to need to be there a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now. That's what I'm going to want. So if any of you guys are waiting for Corey to dump me so that you can date me when I'm 60, and I know that's probably a fantasy of many of you, I can understand how you think I may be very, very sexy at age 60. I'm not. Okay, your radio, you're looking at the radio. The radio is sexy, not me. No, I'm not. I got to know that whoever I'm going to be investing my time, my body, my sexual history to, okay, because you're going to be a part of my sexual history, I need to make sure that you're in it for the long haul. So if you're long haul, all right. Okay, you guys get the point? Okay, so for men, if you want to nail him down, I'm sorry, if you want to get him to commit, okay, you get, number one, find out what he wants. This is what I would do. If I was you, Hillary, this is what I'd do. I'd say, okay, look, okay, you know, you're a good guy. I like you a lot, but we're not just going to sleep together and that's it. I can't do that, okay? You know, I'm not looking for a serious relationship. I'm not looking for marriage, but I'm also not looking for HPV, HIV, HSV, RPR, primary syphilis, secondary syphilis, tertiary syphilis. I'm not looking for that, okay? All I'm looking for are the crabs. Keep walking. I'm not looking for that. Okay? I'm looking for somebody to spend time with and somebody I know will be there and somebody that I feel safe with. All right? If you need to sow your own oats, you know, because you're 65 and you haven't sown your oats all this time, do it and then, you know, get yourself checked and then call me. But not gonna happen. That's what I would do. Okay? Because it's not worth you getting hurt. It's not worth you feeling bad about yourself. I can't tell you how many older women come to me either, you know, thinking they were exposed to something or crying or distraught because they gave it up for somebody who they thought would give them another 30 years of some sort of security, and no. Okay? I mean, it's tough out there. It really, really is. And, you know, we have women now having to kind of conform and do the, all right, we'll just kind of hook up type of thing. And then I guess they hang out on Zeusk. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
California. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm worried about California after the State of the Union address. If Obama wants to up more taxes, I just don't know how a state like California can handle that. So we'll see what happens after the State of the Union tonight. Not really looking forward to see what sorts of taxes get raised. I just don't understand why we have to raise taxes. I really don't. You give a tax break to this, you give a tax break to that. You financially incentivize, I don't understand that. I've been asked to run for office. Yeah, right. No, I couldn't do it. Because I want to be a people pleaser. I want everybody happy. I want to make sure everybody's happy. Think about it, okay? You know, the government wants to build a road. Okay? So they need to raise taxes to build a road. Okay? Well, then, why don't you incentivize, okay, rather than raising taxes to build another road, why don't you incentivize some private companies to make that road? Okay? You make that road for us, then you, then we don't have to raise taxes on everybody, and you will get a tax break. You know what's very interesting? I love seeing what happens in churches and temples, etc. And I love seeing what happens and how they raise money without trying to tax or raise dues for everybody else. They incentivize donations. I would love to see millions of dollars that are going to these campaigns, and you know there's going to be millions upon millions upon millions of dollars spent on this 2016 election. I would love to instead see a politician go, look, don't give me money, okay? Don't give me money, but instead donate that $1 million to building this road or this medical clinic or whatever. You could put your name on it. It'll have your name, and however long it lasts, it'll be for your posterity. You know, temples and churches, they do that too. There's a hall named after the donor. People love that. People love having their name on a building or them owning a piece of it. You know, when I was a college student at UNLV, there was White Hall. And then up in Reno, there was the Sawyer Building. And I forget what was at UCLA. I forget. No, Brad Pitt wasn't as big back then when I was at UCLA. I mean, Brad Pitt was popular, but he wasn't as big as he is now. I don't know what would have been at, anyway. And I remember going, well, I'm going to White Hall. I was like, you know, I'm going to Dahlia Hall. See, Dahlia Hall. Really probably trampled through in a lot of traffic, huh? Yeah, in Dahlia's Hall. But anyway, I think there are ways to do this. Why don't we have somebody with the gumption or the chutzpah or the cojones to say, look, guys, rather than raising taxes, we're not going to raise taxes. In fact, we're going to give everybody some money back if they, group together and help build this school or help build this whatever. You know? Now, I mean, I don't know if private and government are allowed to mix like that. But, you know, there's these schools where I live. There's, you know, Fertitta School. I remember when I was in the fifth grade, I went to Harvey N. Dondero. I think Harvey N. Dondero still exists. So, you know, obviously some, you know, either the schools are named after people significant, but why not people put money to make that school? All right? And now we still have tax dollars. We're still paying up the yin-yang for tax dollars, but for our taxes to keep these schools up and running. But somebody donated, so you don't have to now spend the money on building that school or building that road or building that office for government workers, etc. Okay? And none of this $200 for a hammer or toilet seat or whatever the heck they're spending. That's stupid. And none of this, which happens in the government, when I used to work, you know, at the EPA, you have to spend what's in your budget or you don't get it next year. So spend it all so you get the same money. What kind of thinking is that? I don't understand why we don't have more control over our tax dollars and why we don't complain more than we do. We can't. There's no way. I could be like, oh, stop it. Please don't do that. Nobody listens to me. You know, I've helped get congressmen in power. Nobody listens to me. Nobody's doing what they promised to do. And now we're going to be told that there's going to be more taxes. Well, we have to pay. You know, we got Obamacare. We got, you know, one of my patients is getting his health insurance for $7.52 a month. Now, that is pretty damn cool for that person. But I asked him, what was the subsidy? The subsidy was about $900. $900 was the subsidy. So we are giving him $900. Why? Why is that $900 even going to the insurance company? Why does the insurance company get $900 a month, by the way, a month, for that one person? We can't afford this. No wonder they have to raise taxes. And I don't mean to sit here and go off on Obamacare again, because we all kind of know it stinks. But, I mean, what kind of a stupid law allows insurance companies to to rake in such high premiums such as that, and the government is going to cut them a check for $900 a person per month? Nobody could afford that. And couldn't that $900 a month go to food, go to some free clinics, go to people? I mean, I don't understand. It is such a waste of money. Any of us that have ever had to budget, right, and we've had very, very tiny budgets, we had to figure out how to clothe, right, ourselves, how to clothe our family, how to feed our family, how to provide shelter, how to pay the power bill, how to keep the car running. We are a hell of a lot smarter. Let's get some housewives, some husbands, some nurses, some teachers, some doctors. Let's get real regular people there in I don't know, into office. And none of these people that have money, because I understand it costs money to run. You know, one of the reasons why I can't run for office is I don't have the money. It's too expensive. I don't have the money. I can't quit my job to run for office. So the only people that can run are the rich people. Well, the rich people don't know what it's like to try to make $6 last for a week for food, right? Or what it's like to budget out 10 cents for your top ramen so that top ramen is going to be your meal. No. But they sure the hell can waste $900 a month on somebody's health insurance, which, by the way, is a crappy product. Right? He said $7.52 that he's paying is still a crappy insurance. He doesn't even appreciate the insurance that our tax dollars are going, because it's still a crappy insurance. This is so dumb. So I'm not looking forward to what, more increases in taxes. It's just, it's really breaking us. What I would suggest, somebody turn this around and say, look, okay, for those of you middle class, upper class, lower income, okay, everybody pays the same percentage, okay, we will do incentives. The more you donate and the more you do for your community, the more we will give you tax incentives. If you provide a school or a road, you get a break on taxes. U, X, Y, and Z. And if you had a choice of spending $50,000 on taxes or $50,000 going to a hospital room, okay, you know, building an extra hospital room or the air conditioner, whatever, wouldn't you want your name on that? Wouldn't you want your plaque on the building? I think we could get so many more people to pay. You will get wealthy people to pay more. If you want to get wealthy people to pay more, let their name be on it. Now, I'm not saying you have to change the Washington Monument to the Donald Trump Monument, but maybe, you know, I don't know, give Donald Trump, I don't know, his name on one of the museum halls, even though it's not going to be his stuff in the museum, it's going to be somebody else, but let him put his name on it and ask him for, a few million dollars to go to sick kids or autistic children or our veterans. He'll do it. He loves putting his name on stuff, and he loves donating. You see? Does that all make sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we are seeing that more and more people, even men, although this one particular study is women, are too afraid to ask for the raise, too afraid to make waves. Right now, after what happened in the last few years with the recession, those of us that are going to work and we're working the job of two or three people and we're underpaid still are fearful of asking for more. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What should we do?
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, we are are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a survey came out of Europe where a third of women, all right, do not feel that they have the confidence to get ahead in work. Actually, 36% of women are not climbing the career ladder because they are not confident to ask their bosses for more. All right. So is there a glass ceiling that still exists? Yes. But I also think men, unfortunately, have the same problem. And what I want to talk about in this next segment is how to ask for that raise, how to advance in your career and not get into a rut. I guess the study was carried out by O2, which is, I guess, oxygen. I don't know if it's called oxygen or O2. And they say that a lot of self-esteem is lacking in women. Okay? Skill, hard work, talent, ambition. These are not things that women brought up in the survey. Alright, so if you have lack of self-esteem or lack of confidence, you are going to not feel empowered enough to ask for a raise. And you know what? I'm just as guilty. I would love to ask my network for more money or some sort of a promotion, but I have no confidence in my show. I am so worried that they are going to go, Dr. Dahlia, really? Do you know how many times a day we want to pull the plug, all right, while you are mid-sentence? And I am so scared to death to rock the boat that I have this let sleeping dogs lie attitude with my network. I do. I'm not going to say anything. Maybe they won't notice that I'm on the air so I don't get fired. You know, and that's, and so I do the same thing. Okay, now some of you will say, well, Dahlia, that's not lack of confidence. That's being very, you know, realistic and understanding the situation at hand. True. Okay, but there are some of you that are actually really good at your job, really. And for those of you that are really, really good at your job, are you being taken advantage of? Are they just waiting for you to ask? Does the boss think you're happy? All right, so first of all, okay, let's start by men or women, okay? This doesn't have to be just about women, okay? But men too, because men need to ask for raises also. Okay, what is it that is making you nervous? Is it because your company is still dealing with cutbacks? I mean, even though, excuse me, I'm always hearing in the news, the recession is over, the economy is improving, etc., I'm not seeing that. I'm hearing cutbacks all the time. I just heard that another major company where I live is going to be making cutbacks this next quarter. It's like, I mean, all I keep hearing are cutbacks. I don't hear of massive hirings. I just hear of cutbacks. So if you're hearing the same thing, that's pretty scary. Now, what if those are just little buzzwords that people are throwing out there to freak everybody out? You know, maybe upper management is like, you know what? I think people are getting antsy. They're going to want raises. Some of us are up for the year review. Let's just start kind of whispering cutback, cutback, cutback. We may need to cut back, may need to cut back, just so people know not to ask. Okay, well, that's kind of ridiculous, but I wouldn't be surprised if some companies don't do that. All right, so I'll tell you what to do if you're a part of a company that needs to cut back and part of a company that doesn't. Let's say your company is doing well, okay? If they don't hear from you, it could be because they think you're happy. If you don't say anything, they think you're happy. You come to work, you do your job, you leave, you clock in, you clock out, they think you're happy. Why should they, on their own, go and ask for more money? So if that's the case, you don't need to tell them that you're unhappy. But maybe they don't have any idea what financial situation you're in. Okay, so be honest. You know, look, mom had to have a surgery. She has a very high deductible. I have to come up with $5,000. You know, I just, you know, checking in to see when my review is, you know, and to see if maybe there's any eligibility for a raise. If not, you know, I may need to just kind of, you know, find some extra part-time work or something. I mean, you know, be honest, okay? You don't want to scare them and let them, you know, you don't want them to fire you. But if you think you're able to be honest about, you know what, I may on the weekends need to pick up some extra hours, I'd like to know if there's a way I can make a little bit more money here. Okay? Now, you don't want to, but you don't want to also make them feel like they're getting blackmailed. Oh, well, now you're going to be working a side job, so you're going to be more exhausted, and then your work's going to suffer. You don't want to do that. But if you have a cool enough boss, go, look, this is the situation. I got to come up with $5,000 to help her out or whatever. You know, I don't have $5,000, so I could calculate it. I can make $5,000 over X amount of months, whatever. Well, you know what? You have been here for a year. Maybe we can give you an extra dollar or $2 or, you know, I don't know, $5,000 a year raise or whatever. All right. Okay, that's good. Yay, thank you, thank you. Okay, that's good, too. Now, all right, you know, be confident. Pick the right place at the right time. Okay? I mean, you know, if you're going to ask for a raise, don't do it right as they fired somebody. Okay? You know? And also be prepared when you talk to them about why you deserve it. But don't put them on the defensive either. So, for example, you know, you could say, look, I've been working here about 3-4 years. You know, cost of living is going up about 4-5% every year. I'm still making the same as I made 4-5 years ago. Any way I could get an increase, not so much a raise. It doesn't even have to be a raise, but can it be a cost of living increase? Something like that. Which brings me to the next subject. Do you have to always ask for a raise? Or are there other things you could ask for? Let's say a raise isn't going to happen. Okay? Let's say you're working for somebody and you know they're not going to be able to spend extra money because of their budget and their bottom line. Corporate back east is going to be looking at the number crunching, and you're making a raise will change the numbers around. Okay, well, then maybe ask for something else that may be beneficial. Like, for example, okay, see if there's a way where you could become eligible for health benefits. Or maybe you could see if you could be eligible for also dental or something like that, where you could add a benefit or a 403B or something like that. But go, look, if I can't get a raise, that's fine. But is there anything else I could do to help me financially secure my future? I plan on being with this office for at least another 3 decades. So if that's what's going to be happening, I need to make sure I'm putting away for retirement. I understand you guys may not be able to give me a raise, but what about my being on the retirement plan or the pension plan or something like that? Okay? Or another thing you could do, you could barter and go, look, I understand if I can't get a raise, is there any way where if I do X, Y, and Z and I get the work done, I could then get an extra day off, extra pay day off, or an extra, or will you allow me, if I could do the same job, you know, can I work for 3 days? This way I can at least have a part-time job those other couple days. Okay, so your bottom line isn't changing, you're still getting the same amount of work, all right, but I'm able to make a little bit of extra money because I'm able to, you know, pull an extra job or do some side jobs on that extra day or two off. You see, you know, sometimes you could ask, barter, whatever. What about changing your shift? Okay, what if you're like, you know what, look, I really hate driving in traffic. I have my 8-hour day is turning into a 10-hour day because I have an hour in traffic. Maybe if you're doing that kind of job, I'm going, look, I'm not asking you for a raise, but will you allow me to do my 8-hour shift 10 to 6 instead of 8 to 4? You know, 8 to 5 or something like that. Then I get to bypass traffic, and I get to spend a little bit more time with the kids. You're still getting the same amount of work, same quality work, even better because now I don't have traffic. You know, you see what I mean? I mean, try to come up with something that would be plan B or plan C that you want that isn't as good of as a raise. Now, you got to be careful, okay, because if they think you're going to be happy with a shift change as opposed to money, they won't give you money. But that's if you get the feeling that there is no way that when they go, sorry, you know, Bob, you deserve a raise, we just can't give it to you now. Go, I totally understand. However, is there something else I can at least do in the meantime? Okay, I got to bring my wife home something. Okay, can you move a little bit on, can I take an extra Friday off every now and then or whatever? You see what I mean? And at least then you're getting the confidence that, well, they like you enough to do that. That starts to build up your confidence. And then, remember, we've talked about in the past, coming up with a new job title or a new position. That always helps. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dom Pelly.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.